Author Sam Greengard joins us on the line. His new book is the AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work You Love, The Essential Guide to Reinventing Your Life. Sam, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fine. How are you, Coy?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate you making some time for us. So before we get into the book, I know a lot of folks are very interested in this topic. A growing number of Americans are having to sort of reinvent themselves, whether they're 40 or 70, and looking for new work. And so we'll talk about that. But before we get there, give us a Sam Greengard 101. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, you know, I started out after college on the corporate track, and I worked for a short while as a restaurant manager, decided I didn't like that. Then I went into the telecom industry and worked as an executive there for a short while and realized I didn't like that. I think the common denominator there was that I really wasn't in touch with my own interests and passions and finding meaning in my life. So I decided to go out and embark on a career in writing, and things clicked. All the tumblers for the lock fell into place, and a lock opened up, and it wound up being a great career for me. So I feel really strongly about finding meaning in one's life and in one's career.
And so where did the book come from? Tell us what you were writing when you realized, wow, you know, I have a book here.
Well, I think, you know, part of it was, this is something I've covered for a number of years. I focus a lot on career issues. So it's something that was sort of ruminating within me for quite some time. A couple of years ago, I was approached by AARP magazine to put together a story on this phenomenon, which is taking off in a large way. And that led to the idea for developing this into a book. So we kind of, we being AARP, myself, and the publisher they work with, Sterling, talked about this, and we felt that there was really a great book here, and we wanted to focus on what the specific things that are really important for 40-plus individuals who are looking to change careers. I think the book is applicable to virtually anyone at any age, but it is more slanted toward older workers. There are some specific issues that they face.
And older workers and even some folks who've already retired.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I found out while researching this book is that there are people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even 100s that are still working and finding meaning in their life. That doesn't mean they're doing the same things that they were doing when they were 20 or 30. Obviously, if you're a contractor or you're in the construction industry at age 20 or 25, you may not be able to do that at 60 or 70, but you can still do things that are meaningful in your life. It may be that you transition into working in a museum, helping set up exhibits. It may mean that you go to doing something totally different. And many people, in fact, as they get older, want to do something that involves volunteerism or social service. They want to do things that are going to make a difference in the world and in their lives and feel like they're giving back or gaining some kind of meaning that perhaps wasn't there when they were climbing the corporate ladder.
And we're talking with Sam Greengard. The new book is the AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work You Love, and we'll be giving away a free copy here at the end of the interview. Sam, am I right in believing that there are, in fact, to pick up on what you were talking about, there are, in fact, a lot more employers out there who are looking for older people to hire?
Well, absolutely. There are some that are innovative, companies like CVS and Home Depot. I think Walmart's another one that have really focused on hiring older workers. And when I say older, I'm talking about really for this book, 45 to 50 plus. So some employers are starting to get the picture. Some healthcare organizations, hospitals are starting to understand this too. And the reason they're having to understand this is because there is a shortage of workers in many fields, and especially as we move into the skilled worker, knowledge worker group, there are a lot of deficits in that area. And as the demographics move forward, that's going to increase. So I think that the older workers at a distinct advantage moving forward. It's just that the companies haven't all caught up yet. Human resources directors aren't all aware of how serious this issue is. They're going to become aware over the next 5 to 10 years.
So is it a dire situation? Because I know I have friends who have told me that as the baby boomers phase out of their careers and retire, we're looking at teachers, nurses, that we won't have enough.
Well, that seems to be the projections, although there's a wide variance there. Some are saying that it's a dire situation. Some are saying that it won't be quite as bad. But everybody agrees there will be some shortages, and in fact, some of them have already started to pop up. Areas like engineering, there are shortages. Healthcare, there are shortages. You know, one gentleman that I interviewed, he was an electrical engineer. He decided to go back to school, become an RN. He's a registered nurse now. He works in that field. He's in his 60s, and he has pretty much his choice of when he wants to work. He signs contracts and works with companies for 3 to 4 months, and then he takes 3 to 4 months off. You know, he's at a distinct advantage with that. So one of the things, too, as we grow older, we may not want to work 40 hours a week, and if we're in some of these fields where, you know, that's an option to be able to work part-time or in a flex-time situation or job sharing or whatever it is, a lot of people are starting to take advantage of that, and a lot of employers are starting to recognize that this is absolutely essential for all age groups, but especially for older workers who may not want to be in the office 40 hours a week.
My guest is author Sam Greengard. The new book is the AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work You Love. Sam, in the example that you just gave us, an engineer, the key to his reinvention was actually going back to school. That's a big part of the formula, right?
Well, it can be. I mean, you know, one person I interviewed was an IT director at a bank in the South, major bank, and you know, she wound up getting downsized out of her position and just decided to go back to her roots, which as a child were sewing and embroidery. She loved that. So she just bought equipment, went into that, and started her business, and she's doing quite well. But yes, you're right. I mean, a lot of this involves raising what I call your KQ. Everybody's heard of IQ. Well, KQ is the knowledge quotient. And as we move forward, there's a greater demand for knowledge workers and skilled workers. So what we need to bring to the table at any age is knowledge and skills. And the way we get those knowledge and skills is to go back to school, get a degree, or perhaps go to seminars, workshops, symposiums, read literature, you know, trade magazines, online websites, things like that. Find ways to boost that knowledge quotient, and in addition, to network with other people in our circle. So that can be old-fashioned networking, developing just a good circle of friends and colleagues that you can count on, that you help out, they help you. But it also involves going online and getting onto some of these websites and social networking sites such as LinkedIn and Facebook, and really staying in touch with people and working to help them, and they help you.
There's also a health benefit to that because from what I've read and I understand, if you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, the more you can do to challenge yourself to learn new things and what it might first appear to be new, complicated, challenging things to learn, the more likely that you are to not get Alzheimer's.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, there have been studies that have shown that people who just retire and do nothing don't always live a lot longer. One of the things that is interesting about boomers as they grow older, this is a generation that reinvented society, so now they're reinventing retirement. They are not happy, most of this group, they're not happy going out to the sewing circle and sitting around all day or going to the golf course, and that's the extent of their life. Those are perfectly fine activities, but they want to do something as they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and that may mean working a few hours a week, but retaining some sense of meaning in one's life and being out there and doing something that challenges them, and it's stimulating, or perhaps it's just even getting out and having a social group to mix with.
We're talking with Sam Greengard. The new book is the AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work That You Love, and we're honored to have him on the program. The phone lines are open if you've got a question, 977-1070. Jordan's on the line in Charlottesville. Jordan, thanks for the call. You're on with Sam. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. First question was,
hold on, Jordan.
If there's a shortage of workers, then how could there be an unemployment rate? Secondly, politicians on the left think that if someone gets laid off from a corporation or a company, that they're unemployed forever. You know, they make it sound like, gee, nobody else ever gets a job if they're laid off.
Well, I think that unemployment rates are a little bit deceptive. I mean, that's an aggregate number, and there certainly is an economic crisis right now, and unemployment is going up. But while unemployment is the rates have gone up, I mean, people are finding jobs, they're changing careers. You know, it's not so bleak that no one is able to find any type of new job or career. It may take a while. one of the things I talk about in the book is just preparing yourself, getting back to this KQ concept, the knowledge quotient. You got to be the best you can be at something to really stand out from the crowd. And if you're good and if you prepare yourself, you go to school, you know, you've got the right mindset, and you go out there with a positive attitude, the odds of finding a new job or a new career are much greater.
We're talking with Sam Greengard. Jordan, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We got a phone line open at 977-1070. Sam's new book is the AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work You Love, and we'll be giving away a copy at the end of the interview. Sam, what is you think that the if you could boil it down to a few key nuggets here, and you've already mentioned a couple, but a few key nuggets of you think takeaways from this book that people really need to know?
Well, I think the one thing is to get in touch with oneself, because you know as children we're encouraged to dream, and you know, teachers and parents say, you know, think about whatever it is you want to be when you grow up. And that might be an astronaut. It might be a professor at a university. It might be a radio broadcaster. It could be anything. But as we grow older, we get more and more sometimes boxed into what we're doing, and we have a stake in that. And that's for a good reason. Sometimes we have families, we have obligations, and that's perfectly understandable. But the key here, I think, is as we grow older, to constantly reevaluate our lives and to think, is this really what I want to be doing? And is this something that I want to continue doing? Or is there something else out there that is going to get my engine going on the coldest winter morning that's just going to get me so excited and happy? And that doesn't mean you don't have frustrating days and bad days. Everybody does. But it's just this intrinsic joy of doing something that you really love. And that's why the word love is in the title of the book.
Sam Greengard, the new book is the AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work You Love, the Essential Guide to Reinventing Your Life. Sam, we have a culture in America where people really define themselves as a human being by the work that they do. Do you find that for some folks, especially as they near retirement, it's so difficult for them to think about doing anything else because it means I'm becoming a different person?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that we as a culture, this is just my opinion, we are very wrapped up in our identity being part of what we do in our work. And I think as we grow older that we have to adjust that to some extent, and that's one of the things I do talk about in the book. I think the book kind of balances the practical with the inspirational. But, you know, changing careers is a difficult task. There's no question. And I don't encourage someone to just take the leap. I think that it is important to embark on career counseling if necessary. Maybe go to therapy or counseling and understand, you know, what it is that internally drives us or creates boundaries and limitations in our life. But, yes, as we grow older, I think we have to adapt and change. And, you know, I mentioned the example of somebody who's a contractor at age 20 may not be able to do that at 60 or 70, but mentally we change too. So I think the key is really to be in touch with oneself and to just understand what it is that brings happiness and try to move in that direction.
The AARP Crash Course in Finding the Work You Love, the Essential Guide to Reinventing Your Life. Sam Greengard. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.